The space shuttle looks down upon the land that is Israel. 2,000 years ago, Jesus, God's Word made human, walked this land and was raised from the dead into a new way of life. The pale blue sky and tan-colored land partially hide what today is so different than it was at the time of Jesus. We can see the Jordan River, the Sea of Galilee, and the Dead Sea, along with major cities like Jerusalem. But we almost forget what happened there under the Roman occupation so many years ago. In the Gospel, Jesus teaches us that the dead will rise. Even Moses made known in the passage about the burning bush that God is the God of the living and not the dead. For God, all are alive. Why do we believe in the resurrection of the dead? In today's world, belief in the resurrection for many seems unnecessary and superstitious. For some, there is only the here and now. The Old Testament reading speaks about the 7 Maccabean brothers who were martyred for refusing to eat pork in violation of their understanding of God's law. The 4th brother, before his martyrdom, stated, "It is my choice to die at the hands of men with the hope God gives of being raised by him." Even before the time of Jesus, the Maccabean brothers had hope of being raised by God. They trusted in God's faithfulness as their lives ebbed away. They hoped that upon waking they would be content in God's presence. We cannot prove the resurrection into a new life after death. Neither can science or technology prove that there is no such thing. Our hope of eternal life and resurrection is based on our belief that God is faithful. It is based on our belief that God did raise Jesus from the dead. We believe that God created us in love, and what God loves cannot cease to exist. It is God who created the universe and all life. It is God who will bring all creation and all life to fulfillment. If Christ is Lord of all creation, then Christ loves all things and all people. In loving them, Christ would not see any creation cease to exist. Along with humanity, all would be transformed into a new creation that glorifies God. The universe would not end in some distant future, but would be changed. It is not only humanity that would be raised by the King of the universe, but all creation. In today's gospel, the religious party known as the Sadducees, who were more liberal than the Pharisees, denied the resurrection. They followed only the first 5 books of the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They did not accept the testimony of the other books, where we find the story of the 7 Maccabean brothers. They tried to show Jesus how foolish it was to believe in the resurrection by questioning Jesus, "Whose wife would the woman be who married 7 brothers, each of whom died?" Jesus replies that in the new age, marriage is irrelevant, and all would be together. Looking down from the space shuttle, the earth passes beneath us and around us. It is our faith that all of this will be transformed into a new creation of which we will be part. All life evolves from the will of God who loves us, and we can continue to cooperate with God in the advancement of life here on earth.